Kanahantusha Papa Kali Katua Hasu Labra Andosi Idia. Ba Shotaba Andi Katiba Ati Hashu Lebe Kalimra Antoa. Ama Satata Yahantosh Ili Hasi. Ashete Beki Yahasu Labra Hasundo Shitaba Anda. Brahanduku Ahasu Lebe Bre Endi Kalima Asuna Andia. Abe Hashu Labe Kalu Katua Hasu Lebre Katu Labra Anduya. Ma Shataba Andi Hasete Deki Yahasua. Halima namahasu lebre kalu koto shite kali shatu handaya. Halima namanama nabanambo koto boku anahantia. Aso lebe kile hasu lebre kalua haku lebe baba kalu katua hasu labrahantia. Asende kali shatu labra ando kati hali. Halima namanama hasaya hasu labra ando koto shite kali. Leba la bala bala balamba kanta bahando site kali hashula brandua asete yeki ili atamba katu lebre kalua hashu lebe katu la brahanduya ashende kali katu la hasula brandu siana hanti. Beloved in the Lord, you are welcome to Mount Zion in the month of November, where according to God we are reigning in life. We started discussing about who we really are, the nature of our birth. And last week we dealt with the spiritual birth, part one. And today we want to continue from there and also enter into a time of prayer. Mount Zion is a creation of PRWC Atomic, a ministry of the Church of Pentecost. We meet every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8. You are welcome to a 2 hour of intensive intercessory prayer. And every morning we have the privilege of sharing a devotional which is blessing many across the nations of the world. And this devotional we put on our WhatsApp platform. And this morning you are welcome to Mount Zion. It is the city of the living God. Every month the Lord gives us a theme. And the month of November, the Lord has blessed us with the theme, reigning in life, according to Romans chapter 5, verse 17, which says that if through one man, Adam, through one man's sin, death reigned in this earth, how come, or why will not through another man, Jesus Christ, grace, abundant grace, and the gift of righteousness, having been released to us, those who connect with this grace and the gift of righteousness, they will reign in life. And we said that to reign is not everyone who reign, even in the natural setting. You need to be born into a certain family and be born in a certain way. And we want to consider our source, our birth, who we really are. Because the word declares that we will reign in Christ Jesus. How are we connected to Him? And how will you reign if you are not connected with Him? And we have shared that every man born onto this earth is a natural descendant of Adam, born of the flesh. But Jesus told Nicodemus that to be part of God's family and God's kingdom and to be able to reign, you need to be born again. You need to be born by water and born of the Spirit. And we are trying to explain or share some thoughts on this revelation that Jesus gave. When we read John chapter 3 from verse 5 to 6, Jesus answered Nicodemus, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter into the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. For flesh give birth to flesh, but the Spirit give birth to spirit. Jesus said, no one can enter into the kingdom of God. You could only be a king or a queen and reign when you are part of the kingdom, when you are part of the royal family. And said, so you cannot never be part of this kingdom unless you are born of water and born of the Spirit. So our focus this morning is these two elements, the water and the Spirit, that need to come together to give birth to you so that you assume this spiritual royalty and be a member of the kingdom so that you can reign as a king or a queen. The word water there, some of the commentaries interpret it to mean that you need to be born of the flesh. No, naturally, when a woman is giving birth, the water ought to break forth before the baby can come. And so for that matter, the water there represents that you need to have a natural birth, and you also need to have a birth of the Spirit. Some other commentators of the scriptures also explain that the water there refers to the Word of God. And then normally, this is the cross-reference that is given in explaining the Bible that way. When you go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, the Bible says, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the Word. It even becomes better when you read the Holman's Christian Bible. It says that to make her holy, cleansing her with the washing of water by the Word, or with the washing of water, which is the Word. So therefore, it is explained that the word water that Jesus used, he was referring to the Word of God. That to be part of the kingdom and to be able to reign, you need to be born by the Word of God and by the Spirit. So just as the natural birth, the sperma of the man meet the ovary of the woman, and a baby is formed. In the spiritual birth, the Word of God come together with the Spirit of God, and your new spiritual life is formed. And I wanted to take you to how Peter explained it, and I believe that will also share more light on it. Or let me read James' rendition of how God gave birth to us. Then we will go to Peter, who shared more light on it. James chapter 1 verse 18 says that, and it was of his own free will. I'm reading from the Amplified version. It was of his own free will that he gave birth to us as sons by his word of truth. So James is also confirming what we read, that we were given birth by God's word. One of the key ingredients that brought our new birth to being is through the Word of God. Meaning the man received the salvation message, and the Spirit of God convicts that man, and he believes. This spiritual work of the Spirit of God acting upon the word that the man has believed brings the regeneration of the spirit of that man. The spirit that was dead come alive as a result of the fusion of the Word of God, or the interaction, the chemical reaction of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. So he said, God freely gave birth to us through his word of truth, so that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creation. That is an example of what he created to be consecrated to himself. That is the Amplified version. NIV simply puts it this way: he chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that you might be a kind of first fruit he created. So he gave us birth through the word of truth. The Good News Bible says that by his own will, he brought us into being. God brought us into being. This our new life was brought into being through the word of truth, so that we should have first place, among all his creatures. Hallelujah. So it's they are all talking about the word of truth. The word of truth. And Jesus said we need to be born by what? By the water of the word and by the spirit. So the first ingredient of our birth is the word of God. And as we study Peter's explanation and rendition, you will get to know what the word is made of. And that shows you the kind of elements that God has put inside of you that will enable you to reign. Amen. Let's read from the Amplified Version, 1 Peter chapter 1, from 23 to 25. It says, you have been regenerated, meaning you have been born again. And you're going to show how you were born again. Not from a mortal origin. That is not from flesh. Not from anything that can die. So the quality of the new life that you have received is an eternal life. A life that does not die. Because the source of it is immortal. It says you have been regenerated or born again. Not from a mortal origin. If it is not from a mortal origin, it means it's from an immortal origin. But from one that is immortal, by the ever-living and lasting word of God, we have been born again, not by the ovary of your mother and the sperm of your father that dies, that is perishable. But we have been born again by the ever-living. Listen to that. And immortal, ever-living and lasting word of God. So what made you determine who you are? What made you, your new life, the source of your new life, is ever-living. It is also lasting. Hallelujah. The reason why I just want to hammer on this, that you need to know who you are. If you are ever living and you are lasting, you are a different kind of being. That's why James says, so that you will become a type, a different type of all that he has created. Your source is ever living and lasting word of God. It says, for all flesh, that is all mankind, he's talking about all other people who are not born again, who are not having experienced this spiritual birth. Listen to who they are. It says, for all mankind, all flesh, is like grass, and all their glory like the flower of the grass. All other mankind who are not born again, they are like grass. I hope you know grass. He said, all their glory is that the flower that this grass produces. And he explained to you how the grass looks like compared to how your new life looks like. He said, the grass withers and the flower drops off. The grass is here today, the next day you get there, it is withered. But he said, but the word of the law, into bracket, the divine instruction, the gospel, which you receive, endures forever. And this word is the good news which was preached to you. Let me break it down. He said, this word is the good news that was preached to us. And this word, which is divine instruction or the gospel, endures forever. So the picture the writer Peter is painting is that the day you receive the good news of the Lord and you open your heart to it and the Spirit of the Lord convicted you and you accepted that you are a sinner and you believe the word of God and you are born again, that word that you receive, that word of God, which Peter described as a word that endures forever, a word that is ever living and lasting, that became the source of your life. And for that matter, the nature of your soul determines who you are. He says that word endures forever. It is imperishable. It is indestructible. It is ever living. It is lasting. The quality of your spiritual life is what I'm explaining to you. And for that matter, you have been created after Christ Jesus. And just as James put it, you have become a kind of a first fruit in all that God has created. The good news is that you have a first place. You have become a special breed of God. And that breed qualifies you to be part of the kingdom of God. And therefore have the ability to rule and to reign. Amen. I want to put it simply. Let's read the NIV. The NIV says, 1 Peter 1, 23 to 25 says that, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed." Did you hear that? The seed that gave birth to you, the word of God, is imperishable. Meaning your life cannot perish. And when you say your life cannot perish, it means everything in this life of yours, this spiritual life that you have received, is imperishable. Your marriage cannot perish. Your business cannot perish. Your children cannot perish. Your career cannot perish. You have been made with the seed, a word, which is imperishable. So nothing about you and of you, your body cannot perish, meaning sickness and disease cannot override you. You have been made with a seed that is not perishable. He says you have been born not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable. And what is there which is imperishable? He explains it through the living and enduring word of God. The word that made you, the word that gave birth to you, the word which is the seed that became your new life. The Bible says it is living, etiasi, and kowum, there is life in you. And it is enduring. Kalama asula brando sata asi aliyahasi. Kele kalo kole ma a kalu brando sita asula brandia. Kele katula brando sitaya. So when you read 1 Corinthians, it talks about the fact that the first Adam became a living being. But the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. And you are created after the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he is a life-giving spirit. NIV says that the word that gave birth to you is living. It's living. A life-giving spirit. Mashula ando sata hasul abraandaya. You have received a life-giving spirit. Mahasula brando sitaya. The word is living. The word is enduring. And he continues to say that for all people are like grass. Those who are not born again, who have not experienced this spiritual birth, they are like grass. And we also used to be like grass before you became born again. And all their glory is like flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls. So the life we had before we became born again was perishable, was not enduring, was not living. You see today, by the next day, it is off. Hallelujah. He continues to say, "By the word of the Lord endure forever." And this is the word that was preached to you, which you believe. And therefore, when Jesus said we need to be born by the water of the word, this is what we're talking about. The word of God that you receive, the salvation message that you receive, form your new life. And that life is living, is everlasting, is enduring, is not perishable, is not mortal. It is of God. You have received a life-giving spirit. And therefore, nothing can shake your foundation. And that is the quality of life that you need. to be part of the kingdom of God. And Jesus therefore said, you need to be born of the word and also be born of the spirit. So beloved, you are a special breed, and this kind of life has qualified you to be part of the kingdom. Ma Sholibre India. When you read the Amplified Version, it talks about even the life of Jesus. Kama Ondo. Romans chapter 1, verse 3 to 4 says that regarding his son, talking about Jesus, who as to the flesh, as to his human nature, was a descendant of David, and as to his divine nature, was according to the spirit of holiness, who was openly designated the Son of God in power. Hallelujah. Marshallese. So he said Jesus had two natures, from the flesh. According to the flesh, he descended from David. But from the spirit, he was declared as the Son of God with power. So we who have been born after Christ, we have two natures. From the flesh, you are like your mother, your father. But from the spiritual point of view, you have been born of God with power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this awareness must be clear to you. You are not just flesh and blood. You have been born of God with power. Amen. And this life is the life that we're trying to explain this morning. Ma Shuli Asiya Asu. Born with power. Born with power. The ESV says, Romans 1, 3 and 4 says, concerning his son, Jesus, who was descended from David according to the flesh, but was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness. According to the spirit of God. Amen. So you have your natural birth, but you also have a spiritual birth. And it is this spiritual birth, according to Jesus, that entitles you to be part of the kingdom. Because you are born of power. Reigning is a function of power. You need authority. You need power to reign. And it is our spiritual birth that conveys that power even unto us. So you are born of the word. You are also born of the spirit. The role of the Spirit is that it is the Spirit of God who acts upon the word that you have received. And when you believe, that is when you open your heart for the word. The word and the Spirit comes together and the new you is formed in your spirit. And that is what we call regeneration. And that principle is exhibited through the Bible. Anytime the word of God and the spirit comes together, there is creation. Genesis chapter 1, when you read from verse 1 down, tells you that when God was recreating the earth, that was formless, that was full of darkness, and that was in chaos. The Bible said the spirit of the Lord was hovering around the waters. And when God spoke, let there be light. The Bible said there was light. It was the word and the spirit that came together, and there was formation. When the angel spoke to Mary that the Lord has been favorable unto you, you will conceive and you will bear a son and to be a product of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Mary said, may it happen to me according to your word. When her faith received that word, the spirit of God, of which the angel had already spoken, that he will come upon you. Mary asked the angel, how will this be? He said, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. You see, when the Spirit came and contacted the word that the angel has spoken in the heart of Mary who has believed, Christ was formed. So our spiritual formation is always a function of the Word of God and of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of God. You know the Spirit of God. But the quality of the Word is what Peter has explained. That quality is a quality of immortality. It's a quality of an imperishable quality. It is ever living. It endures all things. And that is your nature. You don't break down. You endure everything. I wish you can get this. But we have to pray. Your nature is enduring. That new birth, the spirit that is in you, the new you in you, it endures all things. It endures diseases, sickness, poverty. Nothing conquers you. That is the meaning. It is imperishable. Nothing will die in your hands. You yourself, you will not die before your time. And nothing in your life can be killed or be destroyed. It is ever living. It's everlasting. It's after Christ. You now have a new life. And that life, we call it a life-giving spirit. It's not like Adam's life. And may you rejoice of this new birth. A birth in the spirit. Jesus said, "Verily I tell you, unless you are born again or born anew with the word and with the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. You cannot be part of the kingdom. And therefore you cannot reign. But now with this birth that you have received, you are qualified to be part of the kingdom and therefore be able to reign. So you are not just you. I have shown you that man is a spirit. Man lives in a body. A man has a soul. What you see in the mirror is not you. Your you is in the inside. And as a born-again child, your real you is what has been explained to you this morning. You have been born by the Word and by the Spirit of God. You are not just born by your father's sperma and your mother's ovary. You are not just physical. You are not just natural. He said Jesus, of his natural descendant, he was of David. But of his spirit, he was born of God with power. You have been born of God carrying power and authority to reign in this life. And therefore, be conscious of this new birth. You are not just Asunani. You are not just from Kumasi. You are from heaven. I will explain that tomorrow so that you understand your true citizen. Our citizenship is of heaven. Hallelujah. Where we reign from. Beloved, begin to pray and thank the Lord. Ma sholabra andu katila hatia hasu. Ashoto yokile adli alima anda asulabra andi katua. Kalima hasho lebre kalima ando yashiana handia. Akondo kila anda asila andia asu. Lebelebre endia hasoto yoshi ilia hataya. Abelebre endi kanda katu lebre endia. Sate kale kalo koto lebe papa kato lebre asinde katia asho lebe kali ali manama namba katima ando kilebre ende katibra ando ya asho toto shite kali asi alia alima hakoto to shite kale alima na balabra ando yo mahaso lebre ende kalima atu lebre ende katia ali ase lebe papa kalu koto kile kali atyanda ya asho lebre ende katulambra ando sitaya kale kalu kotomo andia asho toyo shite kali labro kole mara ande kali asundos ilia ali mana mahasu bebebe ki a kalu kotua hasu labra ando ki indi ali mana bra ando kotombo kuana handi Aberebre ende katua hasu, shale shato shete kalu kato lebre katua hasu labra andia, aba katula mahakala mahasunemre ende kete labro kolo koto kali kata hasu labra ando kiana handi hasu hati. Father, we thank you, God, for our spiritual birth. You are born of your word, born of your spirit. For Jesus said, no one can enter into the kingdom of God and reign unless they are born of the water of your word and born of your spirit. For the flesh give birth to flesh. Our natural life makes us just natural. But our spiritual life makes us spiritual. The spirit give birth to spirit. John 3:5-6. And beloved, say after me. Say, Father, I thank you for my new birth, for my spiritual birth. I have received a new life. I am born of your word and born of your spirit. Your spirit has given birth to my spiritual life. Therefore, I can reign because I've been born into your kingdom and I can reign in the kingdom. I declare in the name of Jesus that by this birth into the kingdom of God, I possess every right to reign on this earth after the Lord Jesus Christ, the second Adam, who is a life-giving spirit. I declare in the name of Jesus that my realization of who I truly are, even in Christ Jesus, empowers me to reign in this life. I am not ordinary. I have been born of God by his imperishable word, by his ever-living word, by his enduring word. My life has become supernatural. I have this power of God in me. I have his authority to reign. I have been born anew, born into his kingdom. I have the life of Christ in me. Therefore, I can reign in Christ Jesus. Begin to pray. Marshall Abraham to Sataya. Lama Hakatun Abraham to Sitaya Sianadia. Born again. Mokolibre endi Hasulabra anda Hasul. Libalabra andu. Not of a life that quickly ends. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. As the scripture says, people are like grass. Their beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fade. But the word of God that gave birth to you remains forever. Therefore, your life endures forever. You have received the kingdom life. You can reign. You can rule. You can exercise dominion. You have been born into the kingdom by the word and by the spirit of God. This new life qualifies you to reign. Mashula brando sita hasi, makula brando sina andi katua hasu, mashila ando siana handi kataya. Ali balabala balabala balabahando kulebre ende katina anda ashula nindi. Prohondo koto shite kali hasua, makelebre ende katua hasu labra andi. Beloved, pray this prayer with me. 1 Peter 1:23-25, the NIV version. Say, Father, I thank you that the seed that produced my new life is imperishable. Therefore, I can never perish. John 3:16 says that whoever believes in the Son will never perish. I stand on these two scriptures and I boldly declare that no area of my life can perish. I have a new life, a spiritual life, a living life, an enduring life, an everlasting life, a life crafted of the kingdom of God. I've been born into God's kingdom. I have authority to rule and to reign over every circumstances. Therefore, I reign over poverty. I reign over sickness. I reign over diseases. I reign over bad marriage. I reign over every calamity and catastrophe that the enemy has programmed against me. I reign in this life with great power and authority, for I have been born after Christ. I receive his word and his spirit, and this too has formed me into a new life. I'm born after God. I know I have a natural descent, but I also have a spiritual descent. I am born of God with authority. And therefore, I reign over all things. I am reigning in life by virtue of my birth. I have received an enduring spirit. I have received the spirit of power. And I will reign. Begin to thank him. Mashul Abrahanto Siana Handia. Akelebe kida hasu lebre shatua hashi. Limana manamrahando kulabra ando setaya. Alimana bahasu. Bedebe ende kali ata asu lebre kalua hashua. Ashe lebe lebre ende kia hasua. Aliba labrahando koto yo kile kali hasaya. Ashe lebre ende kalia. Zana ando sina andi kalabra ando kolobra ando sina andi kataya leba labra ando kataya mahasula bra ando sianane. Jesus said, the spirit gives life. Your spiritual birth is what gives you your spiritual life. That gives you power and authority to reign. He said, the spirit gives life, but the flesh profited nothing. Who you are by your natural descent adds nothing to your life. By your spiritual life, it profits you. It profits you. It gives you profit. It helps you to live a reigning life. Therefore, place much emphasis of your spiritual birth, of your new birth. You have been born by the word and by the spirit of God. And that qualifies you to be alive with Christ and to reign with him. Hallelujah. And that word that gave birth to you is imperishable. Therefore, your life, this new life, is imperishable. It's enduring. It's living. It's active. It's strong. It's powerful. Romans says Jesus, by his natural descent, was of David, but of his spiritual descent, was declared as a son of God with power. This morning, you are declared as a daughter of God with power, with authority to reign. Therefore, walk in your kingly and your queenly grace and power and reign on this earth. I want us just to intercede for the sick, for the needy, for the church, for the nation. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we also lift up before you this morning all members of our family. We covered our children with the blood of Jesus. We decree, O God, that the work of the enemy will not, O God, prevail over us. We pray for the sick, the needy, the afflicted. Stretch for your hand, heal the sick, deliver, O God, those who are in bondages. Father, we cry unto you, O Lord, that today you save somebody's life. I pray in the name of Jesus for our nation Ghana and the nations across the nation of the world, that Lord, you stretch for your hand and bring peace and prosperity. Let not the evil power of the enemy prevail over the nations of this world. We pray, O God, for stability and peace. Let war cease, O God, and let social upheavals come to an end. We pray for the church, that Lord, your church will be a reigning church. PRWC will be a reigning church. The churches across the kingdom of God all over the world will become reigning church. That we will reign in power. The church will be relevant and the church will impart nations and generations. So Lord, pray for all ministers and workers of God in your vineyard, for your strength, for your enablement, for your power. I commit my chairman, Apostle Nyamicho, into your hands, that you sustain him wisdom and grace of God. Pray for all the executive. I pray for my pastor, Reverend Obobi, and the family, for grace and strength for God. I commit the leadership of my church into your hands, O Lord. Father, call the revival that you started in my church, PRWC Atomic, to flow and increase and take over this nation, O God. Commit every member of PRWC into your hands. I pray for every member who is connected and linked with Mount Zion, that today it shall be well with them, O God. Those having challenges in their workplaces, I pray, O God, that the Spirit of the living God will take care of them and lift them up, O God. We pray for one of our daughters seeking financial aid, O Lord, that Father, open that door. Father, anybody on this platform who is spiritually down, revive their spirit with this new birth, O God, and this knowledge of their new birth. Father, we thank you, O God, for the grace and the power to reign that you have conveyed unto us through your word. We bless you for having met us and having revealed to us who we really are. Child of God, put your hand on your head. Jehovah, I bless this son and this daughter of yours. Let this revelation of who he or she really is, the fact that they have been born of the word of God and of the spirit of God, let this revelation stick into their spirit. Let this revelation empower them to live this life in victory and to live this life reigning, knowing that they have been born by the Spirit of God with power into your kingdom. They become royals, and therefore they will reign. Father, I bless them with every blessing declared in the scriptures of the Lord. And I decree that this day of yours shall be a fruitful day. This day of yours will be a day of victory. By your new birth, the power that has been ignited in your spirit, the regeneration ability of the Spirit of God and the Word of God, will carry you far. You will scale every height. You will surmount every difficulty. You will conquer every foe. You will excel in your life. And you will reign in every sphere of life, every endeavor of life. You will be number one. You will be the first class. You will be the special seed that God has brought onto this earth. Go in this reigning authority, knowing that you are born of the Spirit by the power of God and His Word into the kingdom of God, and you will reign forever. In Jesus' name, I declare you and your family blessed. Amen.